This is FNX. Wrestling fans rejoice, for the Doctor is in. Welcome to Slamcast with your host, Dr. Nick.
Broadcasting here exclusively on the FNX network.
And now, Dr. Nick.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Nick, and welcome back to Slamcast. Unfortunately, this episode is not really a happy one. Legendary commentator and manager, WWE Hall of Famer of the class of 2004, has passed away at the age of 73. Now, granted, it is very sad that we lost such a legendary person in professional wrestling, but at the same time, due to the further declining of his health, he is definitely in a better place. For someone who made a career and such a legendary following for his voice, it's unfortunate in the last probably, 6-7 years due to his diagnosis in 2002 and the deterioration of his jaw, he was no longer able to speak anymore. That right there is heartbreaking. He started out managing in the AWA. He was in the World Wrestling Federation, WCW. He managed legends such as Andre the Giant, Angelo Poffo, Bobby Duncombe Sr., Adrian Adonis, Big John Studd, King Kong Bundy, Harley Race, Barbarian, Brooklyn Brawler, Lex Luger, King Haku, Butch Reed, Buddy Rose, Red Rooster, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, Ravishing Rick Rude. I mean, the list goes on of the numerous people that he has managed over the years. Intercontinental champions, world champions, tag team champions. He also wrestled not a lot of matches, but I remember some of the matches he did wrestle in. And he obviously, ended up in the weasel suit. But some of the interesting things about Bobby the Brain Heenan: in 1972, 76, 89, and 91, he won the Pro Wrestling Illustrated Manager of the Year Awards, the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame Museum, Class of 2006, Wrestling Observer Award, Class of 96, Best Color Commentator from 92 to 94 from the Wrestling Observer. And then also, Class of 2010 for the St. Louis Wrestling Hall of Fame. He was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. And, like I said, a lot of his manager-type personality was definitely sort of the, I guess you'd call it the standard that was set for managers from then on. And it was just crazy the amount of effort that he put into being a manager, because most managers up until that point, they took the performer's clothes, they walked to the back, and he stayed out there and coached them and added so much more animation to the wrestling matches. And of course, his legendary commentating days with commentating partner Gorilla Monsoon. Then also, he was also commentating with Vince McMahon. It's unfortunate that we lost him, like I said. But I remember specifically there was a few incidents. October 6th, 1999, when Gorilla Monsoon passed away, on the October 11th episode of WCW Nitro, even though Gorilla Monsoon had not worked for WCW, and Tony Schiavone did not want it to happen on air, Bobby the Brain announced it on air, WCW Nitro, that he wished to Gorilla Monsoon's family prayers and best wishes, and then he wanted to honor his friend. Now, another incident which happened January 23rd, 1996, Clash of Champions, Brian Pillman grabbed him by the neck And unbeknownst to Brian Pillman, he did not know that Heenan had had previous injuries and surgery done to his neck. And Bobby the Brain Heenan used colorful language, stormed off, later came back after he figured out exactly what happened. But, you know, there's so many good things that you can say about Bobby the Brain Heenan. He definitely had a way of creating just awesome heel heat. It will never be duplicated, the style of managing that he sort of created and modeled after his career. So on behalf of Slamcast, every wrestling fan, FNX, rest in peace, Bobby the Brain Heenan. You will never be forgotten. You will always be remembered for your contribution to professional wrestling. And we just thank you for all the great memories. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you all later.
This is FNX.